I was in the parking lot by the station, and I was actually in the car when the earthquake started. And at the first time, I didn't notice that it was an earthquake because I never experienced such shaking. But soon I heard the alarm ringing from the building, so I quickly escaped from my car, and then I ran away to the ground floor. And then there are 1,000 people coming out from the station and the train, and also from the building, because it was the main station of Iwaki. There's lots of people, and I've heard the alarm ringing very noisily. Not just one alarm, but from, you know, different buildings. And there also I heard lots of screaming and the crying of people. And also the window clashes started to crash because the building was shaking so hard. And I had a very strange noise of this building. Those building was made to build so that it stand for the earthquake. So, you know, it meant to shake a lot. But it makes a like geek noise. And also there are lots of old buildings, so those couldn't stand for the shakes. So they started to crash. The bricks fall from the ceiling. And ambulance car came because some people hit their head, and the ambulance noises.
So it takes a long time.
I think it was like half an hour.
Half an hour.
Or so. But it shaked, you know, repeatedly. The big earthquake came, and then and 3 minutes later another shake came, and then another 3 minutes more. It continued all night. But half an hour later, suddenly very, very strong wind came from the mountain, top of the mountain. And it was very strange because it was sunny day like today, and it was kind of warm, although it was March. It was chilly, but it was warm. But the strong wind was very cold, and at the same time, snow started to fall. Iwaki is a warm place and we don't have much snow. But it started to snow a lot with the strong wind, and the sky gets very, very dark. So people are so frightened because of the change of the weather. And we didn't know what to do because I left my car in the building. We couldn't go back to get the car. So. I decided to walk back to home. It took just 1 hour. And I don't know what other people did because the bus and train and then, you know, everything has stopped. Maybe everybody started to walk back home. And yeah, that's...
And the wind was the tsunami?
No, it was not tsunami.
It was...
Because it was 20 kilo away from the sea where I was. So it was not the sea, but it's just strong wind with the snow. Maybe it came from mountain. And some people say it's called the earthquake wind, earthquake snow, I don't know. Because of the so much energy came from the ground, it made it like, you know, like a change of the weather. It is first time for everybody, so we didn't know what's going to happen. But it was like American film because of the earthquake and the wind and the snow and then very dark clouds, you know, like covered up the city. So we thought like film. It was very frightening.